key issue around identifying and eliminating busy work is to turn busy work into effective work. This is the number one issue that I find regarding both current clients, clients I've worked with over time, and prospects. I see so many businesses struggling with identification of busy work and then moving from busy work to effective work. Identifying busy work is all about getting your ducks in a row, which is not a cliche. It's a key issue in terms of having your business cranking up and moving forward. First, you need to identify and eliminate this busy work. So what is busy work? Busy work is tasks that appear to be important, but add little or no value to a business. And busy work impacts on every single person in your business, from yourself as the leader of the business through to your key people and all of your people in the business. What are examples of busy work? Some examples of busy work are team members who are disorganized and work from memory. There are far too many of those people in many businesses. The people who are disorganized and work from memory, when pressed, and when some rigor is applied to their tasks, some analysis, then usually a comment comes out, "This is the way I was taught," or "Trevor told me to do that," or "Margaret told me to do that." So Trevor or Margaret often left the business years ago, and when they left, they weren't in a position to train the next person coming in, or if they did train them, they trained them by rote, or this person learnt their current role, often without desk instructions, without any degree of handover. And so in the end, either they taught themselves or they were taught by Trevor or Margaret. In their mind, when they say this is the way I was taught, what they've really come up with is a number of instructions that they've either invented or been taught. And the key issue here is that they're not moving forward with any kind of rigor, and they're not testing the way that they work against what's efficient. Another example of busy work, which is less obvious but just as common as the first example, is the team member who refuses to plan their day, week, or month, and who asks others for their opinion of what they should be doing. These people are fearful, they waste a lot of energy on worry, and they really are not sure why they're in the business or what they're actually doing. Some people can be very, very good at hiding this, but inside their head, that's where they're at. Another example of busy work is not identifying the benefits that a customer is looking for. And I see this often in frontline leadership roles, roles that are supporting sales teams, and sometimes in sales teams themselves. What I'm talking about here is that rather than answering clients' questions by reciting a list of features and having no idea if the customer or prospect either needs or is interested in these features, this kind of busy work is the exact opposite of active listening. This example comes back to working from memory and comes back to rote learning. It is an absolute killer within many businesses because customers either get frustrated and don't come back, or leave frustrated without an answer that was actually what they were looking for. A number of customers and businesses don't entirely know what they need or what they're looking for. They need active listening, and they need a person who's got significant knowledge within the business and is confident enough to be able to meet those needs after having listened to them actively. Another example of busy work, and a very common outcome of busy work, is reworking, which stems from not performing a task correctly the first time in the first place. This is hard to identify within teams with poor communication and minimal or non-existent customer feedback mechanisms, as the rework just looks like more work. And it is, and that's the problem. So I've talked through some of the more common examples of busy work that I see in my clients' businesses. And I feel that if you are able to just step through and think these examples through, you'll probably find a number of them, many if not all of them, apply to at least a certain portion of your business and a number of your teams. So moving on from that, once busy work has been identified, it needs to be eliminated, but first the business driver behind the need to eliminate the busy work needs to be explained by the leader of the business or the leader of the business unit or the leader of the team. This is absolutely critical, because what we're talking about here is helping a person to overcome their fear of the unknown, and also it may be for the first time that these people have had their minds truly open to the business drivers that underpin what they actually do. The other factor at play is the fear of being no longer needed, and that must be taken into account. The key point here is to emphasize to the person or the people concerned that firstly, the business needs to do more with the same resource. That's actually around job enrichment. That's not around getting rid of a role. And also to explain that to do that, busy work needs to be replaced by effective work. At this stage, leave effective work as something that isn't entirely defined, other than an obvious situation where that work is effective as opposed to simply being busy. There are a number of value-added tasks that the business needs to complete, and explain that and reassure the person or people that any retraining required regarding new tasks will be provided. Here we are in 2016, in fact 2017 now, even 21st century, and busy work just has absolutely no place in the marketplace or in your business. All of your people need to be fully engaged with effective work and be constantly questioning and working through how their work and how their tasks can be even more effective. So a great way to eliminate busy work and keep it out of your business is to firstly have clear business processes defined and documented, and have these processes integrated into the core operational systems of your business, including, of course, your IT systems. And nowadays, your IT systems are, in fact, the core operational systems of your business. And the other great way to eliminate busy work is to ensure that every role in the business has clear accountabilities, clear job descriptions, and desk instructions, so that as people leave and join the business over time, training is easier and the new person's productivity reaches an effective level more quickly. Desk instructions are nothing other than a listing of key tasks and key roles for that job, including, critically, some clear linking to the business drivers that the role serves. Thank you very much.